Haribo. One more, double. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we have one devotee today, it seems, attending for the first time, visiting the temple first time. So welcome. So this class that we have got is called Srimad Bhagavatam class. So this will go for about 1 hour. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaurani Tai Jaya Gaurani Tai Jaya Gaurani Tai Jaya Gaurani Tai Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Sri Radhe Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Prahlada Narasimha Deva Prahlada Narasimha Deva Prahlada Narasimha Deva Prahlada Narasimha Deva Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Nitai Gaur Haribol 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 Nitai Gaur Haribol
श्री श्री गौरीताई की श्री श्री राधा भगवान की श्री 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 जगन्नाथ वसुभद्रा में की श्रील प्रभुपाद की नीताय गौर प्रमंदे ऑल गुड असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गुड असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल गुड असेंबल्ड ऑल गुड श्री गुरु सिंह श्री प्रभुपाद की श्रीमद् भागवतम की सो हरे कृष्णा So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. So for the devotee who is attending the temple for the first time, so this is a scripture that describes Supreme God, Lord Krishna, His glories, His pastimes, His, leelas, and also the glories of various devotees who followed Supreme Lord instruction and perfected their human life. Okay, so today is on the cover page you see this king, and on his lap you see his son, the king and his son. And this story is about a king who was a demonic personality. He was ruling the whole universe, and he had a son who happens to be devotee of Supreme Lord. So this is a conflicting situation. So you can see, so here on the lap, he's trying to, throw him down. So because son is not listening to his father instruction. Okay, so that is this volume primarily focuses on, most of the chapters are around that story. So how he developed the quality, such a godly qualities, then how this Hiranyakashipu father has developed such a demonic quality, then how the conflicting happened between them. Just like in today we have got conflict happening all the time, happening in our mind, happening between family members, happening between people of the state, happening between different countries. Correct? All the time happens. And within country also it happens. So if you read newspapers, during last few days you will notice that a lot of things are happening in that way. Okay, so this is always happening. So here, the today what we are looking at is the teachings of this small boy at the age of 5 to his classmates. Okay, so that is Canto 7. Actually, Canto 7 is also called as Signs of God. Like we have got signs of this mic, signs of pillow. If you go to some of the suburbs, there are signs of pillow. People are preparing pillows that we use for sleeping. Even for that also there is a science. Then what to speak of course, Supreme God. So who is the controller of all the worlds, who is the master of all the worlds. So there must be some science. Okay, this is the science of God. So the subtitle of the book. Okay, then chapter 7. The chapter 7 is about Prahlad instruct his demonic schoolmates. So this Prahlad was a 5-year-old, so he went to school. So obviously at school they have teachers, they teach them. But during the break, this Prahlad was teaching his classmates. Okay, he's teaching the devotion, he's teaching what is the purpose of human life, how should they make human life successful. Then today we have verse 29 and 30. So this is the last verse of the chapter. So you can say a summary, although not exactly a summary, but it leads to summary. Okay, because of the teachings, the last one is asking, hey, how did you learn all of this? Okay, so that is the verse 29 and 30. On the board is only one verse written, verse number 29. Okay, I hope it's clear. And so this verse and our discussion today primarily focus around what we call this Sadhu Sangha. So this inquiry that we have from the classmates of Prahlad, so this is about Sadhu Sangha. How did you get this Sadhu Sangha? Then obviously, so these children want to know, how did this Prahlad learn all these things, devotional service, the concept of devotion, Bhagavad Dharma, what we call. So they are inquiring. Okay, so that is the focus that we will have. So before we move on, so let us invoke auspiciousness. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So before we read the full verse, so let us read word by word, then we go back to the full verse, so it will be easier. Sri Daitya Putra Vacha Praharada Tvam Vayam Cha Api Na Rute Anyam Vidmahe Gurum etabhyam guru putrabhyam balanam api hi yasvaro balasya antapurastayasya mahasanga duranvaya chindi na samsayam saumya sayat chet visrambakaranam. Okay, that was both words combined. So that is probably why I got today two garland. Usually only one garland is given. So we have this Ripanuriya Prahlad, this small devotee. I think he's the youngest devotee in this room. What is your age? Okay, good. Yeah, so he has presented. You are Dhru? Okay, so you gave me two garlands. You know why? Because we got two verses today to discuss. One per verse. Sri Daitya Putra Vacha. Sri Daitya Putra Vacha. Praradatam Vayam Chapi. Praradatam Vayam Chapi. Narate Anayam Vidmahe Gurum. Narate Anayam Vidmahe Gurum. Etabhyam Guru Putrabhyam. Yetrabhyam Guru Putrabhyam. Balanam Apihi Isvaro. Balanam Apihi Isvaro. Sri Daitya Putra Vacha. Praradatam Vayam Chapi. Narate Anayam Vidmahe Gurum. Etabhyam Guru Putrabhyam. Balanam Apihi Swaro. Sri Daitya Putra Vacha. Praradatoyam Vayam Chapi. Narte Anayam Vidmahe Gurum. Etabhyam Guru Putrabhyam. Balanam api hi swaro. Sri Daitya Putra Vacha. Praradatam Vayam Chapi. Narte Anayam Vidmahe Gurum. Etabhyam Guru Putrabhyam. Balanam api Swaro. Sri Daitya Putra Vacha. Praradatam Vaishnavis. Etabhyam Guru Putrabhyam Bhagavan Api Swaro Sri Daitya Putra Vacha Etabhyam Guru Putrabhyam Okay, word to word translation. Sri Daitya Putra Vacha. The sons of demons said. Prahlada. Oh dear friend Prahlada. Tam. You, vayam, we, cha, and, api, also, na, not, rate, except, anneyam, any other, vidmahe, no, gurum, spiritual master, etabhiham, these two, Guru Putrabhyam, the sons of Sukracharya, Balanam, of little children, Api, although, he, indeed, Iswaro, the two controllers, Balasya, of a child, Antapurastaya, remaining inside the house or palace. Mahat Sangha, the association of a great person like Narada. Duranvaya, very difficult. Chindi, please dispel. Na, our. Samsayam, doubt. Saumya, O gentle one. Sayat, there may be. Chet, if. Viswa, Visramba Karanam, the cause of faith. In your word. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The sons of the demon replied, Dear Prahlad, neither you nor we know any teacher or spiritual master other than Sandha and Amarka, the two sons of Sukracharya. After all, we are children and they are our controllers. For you especially, who always remain within the palace, it is very difficult to associate with a great personality. Dear friend, most gentle one, would you kindly explain how it was possible for you to hear Narada? Kindly dispel our doubts in this regard. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 6th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Prahlad Instruct His Demonic Schoolmates.
Om Ajnana Trimindasya Jnananja Salakaya Chaksurinvitam Ena Tasme Sri Guruve Namaham Namo Vishnupadaya Krishnapadaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Sarasvadevi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachyata Deshatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
So this verse number 29 and 30. So in particular verse number 29, and you can see it starts with Sri Daitya Vacha, Daitya Putra Vacha. So in all our previous verses, in most of the places, we see Sri Narada Vacha, Sri Prahlada Vacha, Sri Yudhishthira Vacha, so Sri Sukadeva Vacha. So all of these are starting with very honorific title, Sri. So even for this Daitya Putras also, Sri is given. Usually I said, hey, demonic sons, very cruel way. But here, Sri. So why so much of honoric? Because they are no more Daita Putras. They have become truly devotees. Simply by hearing, paying oral reception, hearing carefully, attentively, with open heart from their classmate, Prahlad. Okay, so this honorific title. And when we go, and of course, they are requesting Prahlad, how did he hear this Bhagavad Dharma? So obviously, what is this Bhagavad Dharma? Is something to understand. So this Bhagavad Dharma, so Dharma is the character or a quality or a duty, occupational duty. So this duty, and then of course Bhagavata, so something concerned with Bhagavan. So here when we say Bhagavad Dharma, so primarily we are concerned with understanding our relationship with God. Then also of course, how do we execute our duty in that relationship? So this whole chapter, the instruction of Prahlad to his classmates, is all about understanding our relationship with Supreme God and what is our duty. So primarily, what is the real duty of human life? So usually when we ask what is the real goal of human life, what is that you want to achieve in your life? So if you ask 100 people in Melbourne, so they all have different answers. Some of them might say, oh, I have just arrived from another country to Australia. It'll be better if I become Australian PR. That is my goal right now. So their mind is consumed with that aspect. Others who are studying the children, for example, these kids in some of the schools around this place. So their goal is, in general, to be number one in the class. They want to be master, the highest achiever in their class, whether it is in reading English or writing some essays, or maybe if they were in sports, they want to be number one in footy, or in cricket, they want to be the best player, cricketer. Then of course, like that, if you go on, a family man, so usually that person's goal is to be master of a family. Master of a family means responsibility also, So so of course, earning enough to be able to afford to buy a house, to maintain the family members, including wife and the kids, correct? And so, of course, if you ask many people in Albert Park, so some of them have become already senior citizens at the age of 60. So their goal is, how can I take nicely my cat and dog? Correct? You go around, you will see, either morning, evening, anytime. Then go further. So the people who are acting as politicians, most of them, they want to be within the state, become on to chief minister, a premier of this state. Or if they are at national level, their goal is, throughout their life, is to become prime minister somehow, either by merit or by other means. So like that, everybody has their own goal. Then of course, some of them want to be ruler of the whole country. Then they are not only satisfied with being ruler of country, but they also want to become ruler of the whole earth. And some of them, like Hiranyakashipu, so he is not happy with just being a ruler of this earth. He want to be ruler of the entire Brahmanda, just like Lord Brahma. Even Brahma also has a desire. What to speak of us? Brahma want to be master of this entire Brahmanda. And we want to be master of our own way. So everybody has their own requirement of what that master means. They think their life becomes successful. Some of them might be just happy with having a house and a wife and children. That's all. And others are not happy only with that much. They want more and more. And Brahma want highest. Then of course here is the Hiranyakashipu. He want to surpass all that. Not only become position like the ruler of the whole Brahmanda, but he also wanted to become immortal. So Father Papaji prayed to Brahma. Brahma said, I myself not immortal. How can I make you immortal? Correct? If you come and ask me, can you make me Prime Minister of this country? Or can you make me Finance Minister, Treasurer of this country? Yeah, so anyway, we need to have that ability. See, I can make you a treasurer or a finance minister of this country only when if I'm a prime minister. Correct? At least I should be one high level so that I can make you. So here Brahma clearly says in the previous we have studied when Hiranyakashipu did tapas for so many years. So he wanted some return for investment, correct? So that is when first his expectation was, I want to become immortal. So Brahma, you know, couldn't give that. So some other options are given, which Hiranyakashipu thought they were equivalent to immortal. Anyway, so everybody wanted to be master. That is very simple, quality of most of the living beings here. And anyone who wants to become master of this physical world, in a physical sense, they are materialist. So today I was hearing Prabhupada, one of this Srimad Bhagavatam class. So he said, even Brahma is also materialist. Indra, is he materialist or a pure devotee? He is also materialist. That is why we have all kinds of problem this Indra created so many times in trying to become controller of material things. Not only is being controller, but also trying to be sense gratifier. He want to enjoy. So he want to enjoy senses. So all kinds of senses he want to enjoy. So everybody trying to be materialist. So that is one of the reason why. So we end up coming to this material world. So Brahma wanted to be master Brahmanda. Therefore he is okay. All right, you go and become master of this Brahmanda. So like that, each one of us come here with those desires. So now, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is all about teaching the futility of becoming master of this world. You go through either any of this country's history, any country's history, or even in scriptures, history, and you will see that anyone who is trying to become master of this material world, they all end up being frustrated. Not only frustrated, they lost their position, then after that again fully frustration for rest of the life. So you can simply go through the highest position in Australia, let's say Prime Minister. You go through some of those people's history, how they lost that position and what happens after that, how miserable condition is. And so this is proven again and again. So therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma says that, so please do not have that big aspiration of becoming master of this world or your house or master of your university or master of your organization. So why don't you understand, so what is your relationship with the Supreme God? So who is the ultimate master? Understand who is the ultimate master. So in this verse, He is Swaru. Swaru means controller. And who is the supreme controller? So in this verse, the kids are referring to He is Swaru. So they are referring to two sons of Sukracharya. They are saying that we only know two controllers. Correct? So they are saying we know two controllers. Those are teachers of their school, Sukracharya school. That is Sanda and Amarka. So again, this Ishvara. So truly understanding who is the supreme Ishvara is also important. So maybe we can speculate and try to understand who is the supreme person. So now within our own conception of life, but sometimes we can ask the first living being of this universe, that is Brahma. Brahma is the master of the entire Brahmanda, correct? So what does he say? Who is the supreme Ishvara? He says, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So that is a very powerful statement. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. The supreme controller, the supreme master is Krishna. And this supreme master is Sachidananda. Sat Chit Ananda. So he is full of bliss eternally and full of knowledge. So that is a supreme master. Obviously we all are working under some supreme master, some master, correct? We can't claim that we are master of everything. Whoever you are, in this temple, let us pick up, highest master is our Aniruddha Prabhu. He also has a master. He also has to follow rules and regulations of, say, governing body council, correct? So that is in the devotees community. Then you go to, even within this state of Victoria, there is a master, at least trying to be. The premier is a master. But he also can't make rules and regulations just like he likes, correct? So he is still controlled by Prime Minister and Governor and others. So everyone has some kind of master. Similarly, ultimately there is one supreme master. So not only Brahma says, also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Ekaleswari Krishna. So there is only one supreme controller, and that is Krishna. That position is taken. So therefore, it is not useful for us to put our all effort, we are trying to be master. Master position is taken. So what is our best position? So next position is trying to understand our relationship with this master. Sometimes that also we don't know. So this is where Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mama Aunse Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Krishna is saying that all these living entities, so when we say living entities, it can be humans, it can be ants, it can be insects, it can be a tiger, it can be a snake, it can be a mouse, all living entities, or ant, or among the trees, so fish, aquatics, animals, all of these living entities, birds, beasts. So all these living entities are part and parcel of me. Krishna is saying that the Supreme Master is saying, they all are my amsya, my particle, part and part, amsya, small amsya. So because Supreme Master is Sachidananda, so eternally happy, eternally blissful. Therefore, amsya also has to be eternally happy. So that is one of the reasons why we put all our time, effort in trying to be happy. Right? All our goal is to be happy. No one wants to be a miserable person in the world. Everyone wants to be happy. So father, papa, they are working very hard. Karmis are working very hard. Jnanis are also working very hard. Everyone is working very hard. Very hard to achieve that happiness. So, and most of them are trying to achieve that happiness through acquiring material qualities, material education, all material, titles, material power. So people are working hard. Oh, I will be very happy if I can manage to win that country. Like this, some people are thinking. And some are thinking, I'm very happy if I can, get promotion to the next level. So like this, everyone has different grades and expectation in trying to be happy. So here is Supreme Person, who is Sachidananda. Similarly, we are his part and particle, amsya. So therefore, we also have that quality of Sachidananda and the desire to be happy. So that is perfect. So how can we be happy? So one of the way can be just connecting ourselves with the supreme happy person. Right? So I want to turn this light on. Light by itself may not turn it on. I have to connect this light to the power source. So to bring this mobile phone on, you know, mobile phone can't be self-powered. Can it be self-powered? No. So it has to be powered from another big power generator. So for that we have connection from there to that wall socket. And wall socket is connected to the outside that pole where the electric wires are running. And these wires are finally connected to the power source. Similarly, so that is why it is able to glow. So you can see it is exhibiting this quality. Similarly, we also want to be happy. And the best way of being happy, ourselves, eternally happy, is to connect with the Supreme Lord. So that is what Bhagavad Dharma teaches. And the previous, yesterday instruction is all about Bhagavad Dharma. So there, Prahlad Maharaj said, you know, I have learned this from Narada. So when he said that, I have learned this from Narada, that is when this kid, you know, his classmates got the doubt. That's why they're asking, hey Prahlad, you are in the palace. So this so they are saying, Prahlad, we have samshayam. So they are saying that they have samsya. Samsya means doubt. What is their doubt? Prahlad, you are in the palace. So there, you know, so here, antapura staya. Antapura, you are in inner, in the most innermost part of the palace. That is where you are living in the palace. The innermore, antapura. And antapura of Hiranyakashipu. In the assembly of Hiranyakashipu, who are assembled? His ministers, his citizens, who are there? There are demons only. Correct? So his advisors and ministers, when there is a king has advisors, king has priests, king has citizens, king has assistants. All those people were the materialist to the core. Even his spiritual master Shukracharya was also more interested in in material acquisition than enlightening his disciple Hiranyakashipu. So all of them are like this. In such place you are living. And how is that it is possible for you to understand this Bhagavad Dharma that you are explaining to us? So antapura sthayasa. So he is staying, sthayasa means living in that palace. And then they are saying, Mahasango Durnavaya, Mahat Sangha, Sangha of great personalities, such as Narada. And Durnavaya, Durna means very difficult. Correct? If you go to a place where, let's say you go to a place like a pub, you know, the place where people are just drinking alcohol. And you are living in that kind of family and always working in that pub only, say 24 hour, karmi. Then there is very less chance for that person to come across a devotee and spend time with him. So sometimes it happens of some of devotees on Fridays when they go to kirtan, some mahakirtaniyas. So they can go into the pub and do some kirtan, make them dance and come out. Those are very rare chances. Others ones are very less chance. Correct? You have noticed. So when you go on Friday night kirtan, some devotees do give. Drunkards also have a chance and opportunity to at least hear Hare Krishna kirtan in that intoxicated mood. So sometimes they also imitate and dance and jump. So they are getting opposited here. But in this case of Hiranyakashipu, that was very difficult. Because Hiranyakashipu has declared himself the supreme god. And in earlier we heard already that Hiranyakashipu even replaced Murti from all the temples, Vishnu Murti, other Murtis, by his Murti. So like this, you come to Radhavallabh temple. Why Radhavallabh is there? Why not me? So he made a murti of himself, Hiranyakashipu, and put there. So Vishnumurti is replaced. So such a person, then you can't, there is no chance of you being, you know, coming across such Mahat Sangha. Sangha of great devotees like Narada. So this is their samshaya. So then before that they were also saying, Prahlad, you know, here Praharada, you know, the verse says Praharada. He didn't say Prahlad. Prahlad means direct, hey Prahlad. You know, Praharada, saying Praharada, oh Prahlad, our dear friend. So very respectfully. Sometimes we say, Mataji, not just say Mata, we say Mataji, Prabhuji, then we are adding Ji at the end. So more respectfully, Praharada. So here, dear friend Prahlad, so you and we both are under the control of these two. That's what he said. Guru, Putra Bhim Iswaraha. So this Guru Putraha, Yeta Bhim, we are on the control of these two. Who are the two? The two Guru Putras, Sanda and Amarka. And you are also under their controller, and we are also under control. We do not know any other master other than these two. That is Gurum. So Vidmahe Gurum. Vidmahe, knowledge. And who is giving? These Gurus. Vidmahe Gurum. And we do not know anyone, neither you know nor we know other than these two. And you are explaining to us this, the chapter says, Prahlad instructs schoolmates. And you are teaching us this Bhagavata Dharma. And we are doubtful. Samshaya. So he says, Samshaya. Samshaya. So therefore they are saying, Saumya. Samshayam, Saumya. So we have this samshayam, and they are saying saumya. Saumya means a gentle one. You know, sometime we give names to our daughter, Saumya, Radha, Shreya, like that. Correct? In fact, one of my daughter we call her as Saumya, right from her birth. My wife wanted to give some other name, but I said, no, we should give Saumya. So, Saumya. Oh, so I didn't know that time proper meaning of that Saumya. Because this Saumya name was famous, so therefore let's give Saumya. Correct? So, but now here in Bhagavatam you see the meaning of Saumya is given. Today we learn Saumya. Oh, gentle one. So, of course, just having name is not enough. We should exhibit all those qualities that name we got. Correct? That is, then only the name becomes meaningful. And otherwise, sometimes we say Ravana. Nobody want to keep name Ravana. But there are people who have got name Ravana. Okay? It is not that only Ravana has Ravana name. But I know there are some of them are working as professors in University of Malaysia. University of Malay. So he has gone Ravana. So maybe he, no, some people actually like, oh, so Ravana was such a powerful devotee of Shiva. Very powerful. Even Kubera here get frightened from him. So therefore, why not that position also that, sometimes they say, let me have this name, slowly make this name meaningful by working hard or getting that power. So like that people have name. Anyway, so here, so having name is important. And of course, if you have got name that is more connected with the Supreme Lord, that is even better. If you happen to have a son or a daughter, you generally have a opportunity to name that child. Not always, correct? So sometime there will be big quarrel between wife and husband in naming a child. You know, you read newspaper and all, sometimes the quarrel is so intense that they will, separate. At least the separation is okay. Sometimes the quarrel is so intense that they will take, weapons and fight each other. So, naming, if you got a naming right, that is the glorious position in this Kali Yuga. So whether a wife or a husband, or sometimes you say, okay, no problem, the first child you name it, the second child please allow me to name. That is a compromise, negotiation, correct? In this world you don't get what you deserve, you get what you negotiate. That's what I say, correct? So we all deserve a lot of things, but unfortunately we don't get what we deserve. But at least you try to negotiate, trade-off, that is called trade-off. So, okay, no problem, please, this time, next time give me opportunity. Still also you don't get, next time again please. That happens even in temple also. Everybody want to do kirtan of Gaurarti only on Sunday and Saturday. Correct? And there is a tension among all those kirtanas on Saturday and Sunday. Who should be doing? So then what to do? So if there are two or three, try to tell them, please you do it Saturday. Can you allow me to do on Sunday? The person at that time will say, yes, yes. Then again, Sunday person will come, he'll say, no, no, I want to do Sunday also. So then that time he'll say, can you please allow me to do on Monday? At least that time there are few devotees. Yeah. So like that, tension is there, negotiation. So you can do that way also. Okay, that is how you can name. So now coming to this, this whole chapter. So you learned this Bhagavad Dharma from this devotee. How did you, meet him? It's not possible. And for that, of course, you will see answer in the next chapter. I don't go through the next chapter, leave it to other devotees. But at least if you see the title, it says, what Prahlad learned in the womb. So this Prahlad didn't go to a school like us to learn this Bhagavad Dharma. He learned in the womb itself. Can you imagine? So no need to go to school, pay fee, none of that. Just being in a womb, this person has learned. And there is a nice, very detailed discussion in the next chapter. But in this chapter, because this is the last two verses of this chapter. So if you just see quick summary, the setting, during the break, during the school break time, like lunch time, for example, at that time, all these kids assembled together. So, they assembled around Prahlad, and Prahlad started teaching them. In the first six verses, Prahlad primarily teaches them, because these all are kids, so he is trying to teach them, hey, this, we need to understand what is the goal of our life, and we need to start from Kaumara, that is small, this, like a small age only, to start from childhood only we should start, this bhakti. So he stresses that. Then of course he says, I understand all of you want to play. Preference of kids is to play. So if you're given a chance, they want to run around and play, climb a tree. Some of them do. Some of them play with the ball. Some of them want to play cricket. Like they want to play. So play is their pastime, their entertainment. Correct? That is their preference. He said, you all want to do that. No problem that you want to enjoy. But this enjoyment, you can get it in not only human, you can get in anybody. So he's trying to explain them what you really are. You are a human form and you are trying to enjoy. This enjoyment that you can get it in any other body also. Correct? So even if you're a dog, dog is also enjoying just like human. So whatever humans are doing, even the dogs are also doing. They are also enjoying. So therefore you have a human form and this is red. Manava janma durlabham. So he also talk about durlabham. Manava Janma, now for the benefit of our new devotee, you can see we have 8.4 million possibilities, species of form. That means, in the Shastras, in the scripture, they say the number of living entities are equal to number of atoms in this universe. How many atoms are there? Tiny, 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 tiny. So many living entities are there. Among so many unlimited number of living entities, among those, there are few humans. And this is very rare. The human form, if you got, is very rare. So why should we waste? we should use this human form of life for realizing what is our true purpose of life. What is the highest occupation of human life? Highest occupation of human life is to understand God, understand our relationship. Then what? Once you know who Supreme God is, who is, what is our relationship, what do we do? That is where we, executing or carrying out some activities in the relationship. That is what we call Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana. Understanding Sambandha, relationship with the Master, Supreme Master, then Abhideya, activities to in that relationship. When you do those activities, there is a benefit. That is what we call Prayojana. What is the benefit? Benefit of doing that. So everyone, when we do something, what is the benefit? There must be some benefit, otherwise why should we do? Correct? If I am walking from here to there, there must be some benefit. Oh, if I walk upstairs, I will get a prasada. So there must be some benefit. So for everything, there should be benefit. So that Prayojana. So understanding this is very important. That is what he talks about, from verse 1 to 6. Then verse 7 to 16, the next half. So there is more about Pravarti Marga. There are two paths. Pravarti Marga, Nivarti Marga. If you see in this world, whole universe, there are two primary margas. Marga means route, rasta, marga, the route. Two pathways. Pravarti Marga, Nivarti Marga. So Pravarti Marga is something like marga or a path of sense enjoyment. Their focus is concerned about sense enjoyment. You enjoy senses in many ways. Some people enjoy senses by getting a highest degree. Feel happy, correct? So feel satisfied. So some people get enjoyment by drinking alcohol. Some people get enjoyment by drinking charanamrita there, morning, correct? The morning first time, when you come to the temple after darshanarthi, after paying obeisance, you want to have some little enjoyment, but from as a Krishna's mercy, charanamrita, and the highest that is coming from lotus feet of Supreme Lord, that is offered to Shaligram Silas. So you, some devotees take a drop. So I usually take 3 drop. Why 3 drop? Because I say one on behalf of Gauranithai, another on behalf of Radha Vallabha, and the third one on behalf of Jagannatha Vallabha Subhadramaya. Correct? And some of them bring a cup, full, take 5 spoons and then drink in a cup. So there are different ways we enjoy. And also, we also look at that Charanamrita. Then we decide how much to take. Correct? Isn't it? Not always. I'm sure all of you know yourself, in your heart. So sometimes we see, oh, today seems very, very nice. Correct? So that day, of course, the source is also very nice. And the person who made also, he put the fresh milk, not the broken milk. So it depends on, sometimes they may put water also, too much of water. Sometimes they put too much of sugar. So if you just do like this inside, the residue sugars are there. Yeah. So it depends upon one who makes. And sometimes they put salt also. No, here it didn't happen, but Prabhupada's time it happened. Okay? So those of you who, you can read that Prabhupada Lilamrita book there, 5 books are there. And one of the book talks about one day they made a charanamrita that had salt. So sometimes the devotees in the new form, okay, you make a charanamrita, nobody is there, please make a charanamrita. Somebody said, oh, salt, we put salt into our, dhal, why not we put salt also into, like that they thought, and they put salt also. Yeah, so everything is possible. So anyway, so these here, that is not happening, but we just look at the color, look at how it looks. From that we decide whether to drink full flesh or just take a drop. Because, we have come to temple, we have to honor the Supreme Lord mercy. But we want to honor just drop, just little, not even 1 drop, little. Okay, this happens. Anyway, that is path of sense enjoyment, Pravati Marga. So Prati Marga is there with the devotees, with others also. Everyone is having Prati Marga. So that is what he talked about the next 10 verses. So please remember. So Prati Marga, there he talked about, you know, this family life. Andha Kupa, this is the word he is using. Andha Kupa. Andha means dark. Kupa means well. So if you focus in this family life as Grahamedi, you know, the family life by keeping Krishna the center, family life by keeping ourselves in the center. There are two types of family lives. That is, when we put Krishna in the center, that we call Grahastha. When we put ourselves, either wife in the center of the life, of wife, or husband in the center of the wife, or both of them are center of the house. So then that is called Grahamedi. So there is path of sense enjoyment. So he very nicely talks about this Andhakupa and how we should actually try to come out of this Andhakupa. Of course, he's also talking about miseries of those. So when you are attached to your wife, attached to house, attached to children, means you have to work very hard. Work 24 hours possibly. Through these days, even the governor of Australia, governor of Reserve Bank of Australia. So if you just see 2-3 weeks ago, so he is saying, hey, if you are not able to satisfy with one job salary, because the rates, you know, the prices went up, you can take up second one also. So this person is the governor of Reserve Bank of Australia. So even he was saying, take two jobs. Correct? So some people are getting inspired to take two jobs also. So they are doing daytime and also night time. Okay? And there is one term also invented. Moonlighter. They are doing in India also. You have a full-time job with, let's say, Infosys. Okay, I did my job. Then I can take another job with TCS or some other company or Microsoft in the evening, night time. That is called moonlighting. So work during moon time, work during sun time. So this is another term that is coming up. You see people talking about it. Anyway, so that life is Andhakupa. Then therefore, what to do? Therefore, please move towards Nivarti Marga. That is the next 10 verses. That is 17 to 24. Nivarti, path of renunciation. So renunciation means renounce this desire for self-enjoyment. Instead, you keep Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So who is your well-wisher? Suhudram Sarva Bhutanam. So he is the well-wisher of all living beings in this world. You take shelter of such a person. That is Supreme Krishna, Supreme Lord. So then of course he says, Supreme Lord is so kind. He is not only he is an abode, he is also with you. He is accompanying you. Now that you left his place, you know, Vaikuntha Loka, now that you come to Melbourne, he says, okay, I will come with you also. So that as in his form as Super Soul, Paramatma. Correct? Paramatma. As Paramatma, he is accompanying us. So he is a well-wishing friend. Correct? If you say, oh, why don't you take up, develop relationship with such a Supreme Person? But you have to make a case. So because Supreme Lord is kind, he is Sarvabhut, you know, so well-wishing friend of everyone. So if you take up that, so this way you can carry out your bhakti, your devotional service, become a divine person. By doing that, you attract all the qualities that God has, Supreme Lord has got. Correct? So those are. Then of course the last 3-4 verses, that is 25 to 28. So there he says, there is not much gain. You know, Vedas will teach us dharma, artha, kama, moksha, primarily. But most of the people, dharma, artha, kama. That is what he called three varga. Three means tree. Three. Varga. Three varga. So three. Dharma, artha, kama. He said these all are acceptable to everyone. And now coming to devotee, the person who is connected to the Supreme Lord, he can obtain anything and everything that he desires. So if you are connected with the Supreme Lord, then you desire that I want to become, master of this universe. He says, no problem. I will appoint you as a Brahma. Correct? If he says, no, I want to become master of heavenly planet, he says, no problem, you can become Indra. So sometimes we become devotees, but we still have little material desire. We want to be a nice enjoyer, the best Charanamrita, the best Mahaprasada, like that we have desire. That time he says, no problem, so I will make you Indra. Correct? So you can have these positions also. So therefore, nothing is unobtainable. Anything the devotee can obtain. So because he is connected with the Supreme Lord. So that is what was discussed. And finally, so Prahlad says, the previous verse, that is 28. He says, I have heard all of this from Narada Muni. And how did Narada Muni hear? Where did he got this information? He says, Narada Muni got the information directly from the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord himself has given this instruction to Narada Muni. So those all are, qualities. And then obviously these kids are saying, Soumya, O gentle one. So they are saying, O gentle one, O dear friend, please tell us, why are they saying Soumya to him? So because Prahlad possesses so many godly qualities. What are those godly qualities? There are many, many godly qualities. Say for example, being very kind to everyone. These are godly qualities, correct? Compassionate. Then being very truthful is also godly qualities, correct? Demons don't tell the truth that much. They will do so much of cheating, somehow earn money, somehow get the big position, correct? Sometimes they want to be number one in everything by cheating method. But whereas the persons who are godly, they are happy and satisfied. Even if they get 35 marks, they are satisfied. Look, I have written honestly, I got 35, they are very, very happy. On the other hand, some people try to cheat, but they got 99 marks, but still unhappy. Says, I should have got 100. I have copied perfectly. Maybe this marker didn't mark properly. Like that, they will be unhappy. So that is what, the quality. And they are very peaceful. Then obviously, they are very respectable to others also. So these qualities are exhibited by Prahlad. So like this, there are, more than 26 godly qualities. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, so there you will see description of 26 qualities of Vaishnava. And these are qualities of Krishna. Because they are connected to Krishna, therefore they get all the Krishna's quality. Very simple. Correct? Because you connected this to the power, this also got quality. So just like you take a magnet and iron. So this is, let's say this is a magnet and this is iron. You rub this iron to the magnet for some time. Then what happens? Take out. This iron piece, you go near the pin, other iron. It will also attract others because this already got that quality. So just by association with the, Mahas Sangha, that's like Mahat Bhagavat, like Narada Muni, one can get those quality. And Narada got those qualities from Supreme Narayana. Correct? So this is how the qualities actually pass. Then obviously he is also called as Mahabhagavat. Next verse you will see that Narada Muni is saying, this my disciple Prahlad is a Mahabhagavata. So this Mahabhagavata person is the one who is, very kind. And who is Mahabhagavata? So one who is in that platform, what we call Brahma Bhuta. And when such a person, Brahma Bhuta means one who realizes his identity, that he is spirit soul, he is Atma. Because of that realization, and that person is Prasanna Atma. He is not just any Atma. Atma who is happy, Prasanna Atma. And because of that Prasanna Atma quality, so he doesn't lament about things. When something is lost, he is not lamenting. So he is happy in all the situation. So here in in one of the verses in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Sochati Na Kingsati Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu. Just like Supreme Lord is a Sudram Sarva Bhutanam. Similarly, this devotee is also Sama Sarvesu Bhutesu. So he sees everyone with equal vision and kindness just like Supreme Lord. Okay, and obviously this one can, how can you achieve this level? This level you achieve by bhakti. Bhakti to Jagannatha Balaraya Subhadramaya. And today, Jagannatha Baladev Subhadramaya, still they are in Gundicha Mandir in Puri. Where are they? Jagannatha Baladev Subhadramaya are in Jagannath Puri in Orissa in India. So usually, most of the year, they are in their own abode. That is why called Sri Chetra. Sri means Lakshmi, Lakshmi Chetra. They are with Sri Lakshmi in that temple. But once in a year, they also go on a holiday, just like us. Sometimes we are in service of Radha Vallabha, we say, hey, we are doing service too much. Let's go, holiday. They go, even the ashram vasis also do, correct? The devotees who are in ashram, like our Dvija Prabhu, sometimes they also go on holiday, few days. So Jagannatha Baladev Subhadramaya also, have left that temple last Tuesday and went to this mandir called Gundicha Mandir. And so for last 9 days, they are residing there. They are not with Lakshmi. They left Lakshmi there only, by the way. Lakshmi is in her temple. They didn't tell her. They just escaped from there, three of them, Jagannatha Baladev Subhadramaya. And now they are in Gundicha Mandir. And today, they are going to go back. Today is the 9th day. They are going back. Why are they going back? Because Lakshmi was very angry. Imagine, husband, you just go away and go to your parents' house. So wife is happy? No, very angry. So much angry. Let's say you went on your car. Let's say here in Melbourne you got a car. So let's say you married somebody. So let's say you were born in Sydney and you were here. You took a car and went to Sydney. And your wife comes to know that you went to your parents' house or some auntie house. Aunt. So then what happens? Wife becomes very angry. So Lakshmi also becomes very angry. So on the 5th day, she goes to that Gundicha Mandir. Then Krishna sees, now Lakshmi Devi has come, very angry. So he then immediately says, he takes one garland, he had 2-3, like me. So he takes one garland and put it on her. Please, please, please. So we have just come, and we are going to come back in 3-4 days. Even then that didn't please Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi also has assistance. She says, go and damage that car. So one of them goes and damages the ratha of Jagannath. Imagine, sometimes they're in anger, they will go, let's say you're holding this book. You're going. Okay, this fellow left me and went to that aunt house. Hit that car, at least some damage, correct? So at least hit on the body, or if you are very angry, you take one nail and puncture the wheel. So like that also happened there. Anyway, Krishna promises I will come back. Now he is going back. Today he is going back to the temple, going back to his main abode where Lakshmi is there. Okay, so this is a very auspicious day also. That is why so many devotees are from Melbourne, so they are now spending time in Jagannath Puri. Some of them went for the first day of the Ratha Yatra, and some devotees went today. So only 2 days you can see Ratha Yatra. The first day when Jagannatha Baladev Subhadramaya, three together, from the main temple to the Gundicha Mandir, then back. Okay, so that is, and then of course that is, one is the Jagannath Baladev Subhadramaya, they went there. One is this like going to birthplace. The Gundicha Mandir is the place where the deity is carved. So therefore it is called like a birthplace. Other is, Krishna is also very kind. Not only going to birthplace, he said, hey, number of people can't see me in my temple. Let me go out. Some people say only Hindus are allowed. Others are not allowed. Like in our movement, we have got many devotees from western part of the world. So some of them somehow sneak into the Jagannath temple by paying money to the Pandya. So somehow they go. But most of them cannot go that easily. So far them, okay, let me come out and give darshan. That's one reason. And second reason is, of course, visiting birthplace. We all like to visit birthplace, whatever it is. Now the third reason is that he also promised to the wife of Indradumna. Indradumna was the king who has commissioned the carving of the deity. And he had a wife, her name was Gundicha. So he promised her that every year I will come, even though I am being shifted to another place, I will come to your place and spend some time with you. So there are multiple reasons are explained by others on why this Jagannath Yatra happens. Whatever it is all auspicious, so Jagannath is going back to his place. Just like we become very happy after Snana Yatra, you know, here December month. So Snana Yatra day, jubilant, you know, Jagannath also wear this elephant face also, very beautiful. Then after they disappear, next day you come, no Jagannath, no Baladeva, no Subhadradeva. Seems like the temple is very empty. Right? You feel temple empty? Right? Jagannath smiling is not there. We also become little borrowed. Jagannath went away. Where is he? And we can't get into that room where he is taking rest and recouping. Only some few devotees get their chance. So, like that. Now they are coming back. So, coming back to the main temple. So, all those who visit Puri, you will be able to get darshan of Jagannath in the main temple. Okay, so with this, let me stop here. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, any question you have, please give me that one, what you've written. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada, thank you for the nice class. Prabhupada, you mentioned that if we want to be happy, then we should connect with the person who's most happiest, which is Lord Krishna. But I've also heard in lectures that if we can try to connect with him, then he gives us challenges to overcome, to purify us. So how do we understand if we want to be happy, we should connect with him?
So when we connect with Supreme Lord, Satchidananda, so we will draw that Satchidananda from him, I agree. So yes, it's also true that sometime Krishna also gives challenges. Actually, we are supposed to face huge, like an ocean of challenges. But Krishna, out of mercy, gives you just small challenges. If you look at our karma, you know, in our past life, we might have done so many sins. For that, we have to suffer. But Krishna has already waived you. You know, he said, okay, you have done, committed unlimited sins. But I am going to write off all those. Just give you one. Sometimes you say you take on 1 million loan. Correct? You have taken 1 million loan from a bank. But you are a really good person. Somehow you lost it. Sometime the country prime minister says, okay, you are such a nice person. For the good of everyone you did. Now you became a good person. No problem. I will waive you entire loan. But you at least pay $1. That's called write-off. So Krishna, out of mercy to the devotees, so whatever challenge they face, actually they should have been facing huge number of challenges. Because they have taken the shelter of Krishna, so he is just giving you small token reaction. Yeah. So that's what we call. When you become a devotee, reactions are there, but they are very token. We just suggest, please pay one token amount so that I can write in my notebook. Correct? So that is one of the reasons why we face those challenges. So other one is sometimes Krishna thinks, if I give this challenge, he will come towards more closest to me. So, for example, in one of the letters, one devotee has written, Prabhupada, my wife is turbulent. He says, your wife is turbulent? You have a special mercy from Supreme Lord. Anyone who gets a turbulent wife or a turbulent husband, this is because he has a special mercy from Radha Vallabha. What is special mercy? Then he can try to detach a little bit from wife or husband, then come and attach to Supreme Lord. For some people, you know, they're automatic, it happens. For some people, you know, they are not like that. You have to give them some trouble. The turbulence in the life. So that is also a mercy. Yeah. So that is the mercy for people who are not easily attracted to Krishna. But those who are easily attracted, say, oh, no problem, no, some little token, please, just token payment. That's called waiving up the loan, waiving off all the sins that person has committed. Yeah. Make sense?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Alright, so now is 9 o'clock, maybe prasada time. So others who have got questions, any other questions we'll discuss together. Hare Krishna. Mataji, you want to ask questions or we can ask? Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.